make a function of X and you call it Y. Take any X naught that you care to try. You make a little change and call it delta X. The corresponding change in Y is what you find next. And then you take the quotient and now carefully send delta X to zero, and I think you'll see that what the limit gives us if our work all checks is what we call dy dx. It's just dy dx.